8. Looking for Love. Dialogue 1.
How is everything going with your girlfriend?
Didn't I tell you? It's over.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that you had split up. What happened?
It was a few things. The first thing that happened was that we were supposed to go out for a romantic dinner for our 1-year anniversary, but she stood me up.
Really? Did she tell you why she didn't show up?
No, but I ended up finding out later that night when I saw her with another man at a club near my home.
What was she thinking? Did you confront her about it when you saw her?
I wanted to, but I knew that if I spoke to her, I'd just blow up at her. So I decided just to go home. I called her later that night, but she didn't answer the phone.
I can't believe she would do that to you. It's so dishonest and rude.
I know. I still haven't heard from her. The good thing is that I'm so angry with her that I don't feel sad about not having her around.
I bet you she regrets what she's done. You were such a good catch. She really lost out, didn't she?
I guess so. It'd be nice to know why she did this, though.
I know. It's always nice to have some closure. But I don't think you'll have a problem finding another girlfriend. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Dialogue 2. How was your holiday to Cyprus?
It was so fantastic, I didn't really want to come home.
Did you happen to meet someone?
How did you know?
You always act like this when you've fallen in love. Who is he? How did you meet?
His name is Tony, and we met my first night in Paphos. He works with my sister who lives there.
Was it love at first sight?
Not really. I wasn't looking for holiday romance, but my sister told me that she had promised him that she'd set him up on a blind date with me. I didn't think I'd have anything to lose, so I went.
And?
Let's just say that by the third date, we both realized that we had fallen in love.
That happened quickly. Are you going to see him again?
Luckily, his company has a position available here, so he's going to see if he can get relocated.
It sounds like he is madly in love with you. Are you ready for such a serious relationship?
Well, I'm not really a spring chicken anymore. We don't know what will happen, so we'll just have to wait and see. Thank you.